Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
5:34, an hour later on the Tweed, brand new week and a good looking day right here in Broadbeach.
Thank you.
Less than 3 weeks to go before Christmas Day. And I know that Spider,
yes.
you went to lunch. Inside the next 25 minutes, you're going to divulge on what sort of jokes you got in the first Christmas bonbon crackers.
Absolutely, and we were going to open up to the Triple M family anytime. If you open a bonbon, we want to hear the joke inside. There's some absolute crackers.
Pardon the pun, I love that. That coming up inside the next 20 minutes as we draw closer to the end of the year.
Yeah, and we shouted out before, Rob McLeod.
Good morning.
Would you,
in the newsroom, Rob.
Would you join in with us if we all went for a team bonding soak?
No. Absolutely not.
Why not?
It's a great place. Soak bathhouse.
Yeah, soak bathhouse would be great.
Are you worried about us seeing you or you seeing us?
A little bit of both.
I'm with you, Rod.
Yes. No.
Just be confident and happy in your own skin.
No, look, I see enough of you as it is. I don't need to see any more.
And for the Triple M family, Rod McLeod is in a studio that looks in on our studio. So basically, he looks at Al Dobie's butt all morning.
That and Peter Spider Everett's noggin changing colour as we play Name That Year.
Speaking of which, let's get into that coming up next because we are getting close to the end of the year.
Name Only that five year. Days left.
Triple M Breakfast, Flan, Ali and Spider.
Here we go. It's Name That Year.
Okay, so this is the week. This is the final week of this. So very important week. Who's going to go into the end of the year? The winner.
Oh, yes. Who's going to be able to carry that title for a good month? At the moment, Ali, you've got a duck egg. You are on zero. I am on one, and Rod McLeod is on three for the month of December.
The short month of December.
Absolutely. So
anyone's game,
absolutely.
Pretty much.
So basically, though, if Rod wins today, then one of us, or you have to win the next three, I have to win every single day for the rest of the week.
It's achievable.
It's doable. No.
Rod McLeod talks himself up. He talks himself up a big game.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
And your winning streak.
You do now.
Your winning streak, Ali, it starts now.
Man on the run. No, it doesn't.
Yeah. Man on the run. Come on. That's Sir Paul McCartney and his band Wings.
I thought it was Little River Band.
All right. Yeah. Band on the Run was an album released in what?
Rob the Newsreader.
There might have been a in before. Go, Rod.
Band on the Run.
Okay. I'll suggest 1975, Al.
No. Oh, Spider. Thank you.
Yeah.
1974. With a great year. So many things.
That wasn't one of them.
I'm just sorry.
There was a lot of great years in 70. I mean, a lot of great years in 74.
What, 10?
maybe 1970.
The 1 year fits into 74.
All right.
Ali.
I'll go 1975.
Well, same as Rod.
Same as me.
1976,
okay,
I mean.
You should have gone the other one.
That was going to be
1973.
That's okay. Rod's out.
That's okay.
It's all about.
I just wanted to make sure Rod didn't get it.
Yeah,
see, I did that for us, Spider.
For us. We're a team of individuals.
Today, and I love this, it's International Ninja Day.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes. So, have a listen to this.
He was so cool and calm under fire. He was so in himself.
And I'll kill him.
Aussie kids fell into a new fantasy world.
No, I am not Sadanobu. My name is Shintaro.
Shintaro!
So, The Samurai was a TV show back in the day. Remember the
No idea.
Not really.
Yeah.
I remember the word Shintaro, name Shintaro.
Chubitaka and Shintaro.
No. That was monkey magic.
God, I'm confused. So The Samurai was Shintaro.
Okay.
What year did it first start on TV here in Australia?
Well, you're talking about your era, so it's got to be in the 80s. Maybe a fraction earlier, but I'm going to go 1980.
No.
I'll go 1970, Ali. 1978.
Rod the Newsreader, I would suggest 1976.
It was 1962.
Ooh. Oh,
way back
my goodness.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Wow.
What do I mean?
What do you mean you didn't get it? That's what...
you're up and about, aren't you, Ross?
I'm apparently talking a game.
Have we got a point for
Spider and Nod?
Here we go.
Come on, Ali.
Thank you. Thank you, Al.
You're going to be, I reckon.
A less enthusiastic Come On, Ali has never been.
Come on, Ali.
Come on, Ali.
And let's welcome Jo Beth Taylor, Denise Drysdale, and Penny Dennison.
So that was one of the terrific reunions of Hey Hey. Oh.
Yeah.
Denise Drysdale, she's a Gold Coaster now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's celebrating a birthday.
Ali. Good work.
I'm going to say 1947.
No, I think it's not that. I think it's nine.
It's definitely not that. Because I just got it wrong.
I'm going to say your name.
Spider.
Hello.
Hi. 1959.
Rod the newsreader.
Spider.
Many happy returns, ding dong. 1944.
1948. Yes! Oh! Big celebrations,
Ali. Yes.
Still in the game.
All right. Tiebreaker.
It is a tiebreaker.
This is epic
Monday. Here we go.
A magician, of all people, landed a woman like this. This is driving us crazy. Rock stars we can accept, you know, athletes, actors, even singers and comedians, but magicians is just beyond belief.
All right, so David Copperfield got engaged to...
Claudia Schiffer?
That's it.
Ooh.
What year?
Ali.
Oh.
David Copperfield, Claudia Schiffer engaged.
I'm going to go for, I reckon, 1990.
Now, fraction later, Spider.
Yes.
I'm going to go with 94.
Yeah. Oh, no!
I can't believe I'm cheering for Spider.
I am right up your clacker, Roddy.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not. Check the scoreboard, clacker boy.
Cool.
Ali's on
say,
zero.
I hope he's been to sleep.
Clacker's on two. Rod's on three.
Post-soak.
We do love this time of the year, Christmas, and, you know, you get the Christmas crackers or the bonbons. Are you a big fan of them?
I absolutely love them.
Yeah.
I really do. And they're so stupid, everyone has it. Hang on, I haven't done mine yet. Can we have some Christmas music, please, Al? Have you got any?
Yeah, of course I do.
Thank you.
Yeah, the red and blue and green
hats. Yes, the little crown hats.
Yep. Had those on yesterday and I thought, you know what, I'll bring the jokes in because it's going to be a big year. It's going to be a great year. Everyone loves the Christmas cracker jokes. Yep. So,
Can I just ask one thing? Do you get judgmental of bonbons that have really ordinary little toys
in? Oh, yeah. I got a little notepad in mine.
Oh, that's good.
Which was great.
They're expensive.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, no, these were good. So these are, so I thought these are the three jokes. So I got them from... Trish and myself, how does Christmas Day end?
Ooh, with a ho ho go?
With the letter Y.
Oh, I like that.
Christmas Day.
Come on.
I like that.
All right, then I've got two. These are crackers here. Mm. Ready? What is the best Christmas present?
Your presents.
A broken drum. You can't beat it. Come on.
1-300-925-666 if you've got any.
No, come on. During the week, people are going to have Christmas parties.
Yes.
Oh,
no.
Okay. I've left the best to last.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, this is a big call.
Here we go. Ready? Mm. Hopefully Rob McLeod's listening in the newsroom. He loves them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why did nobody bid for Rudolph or Blitzen?
Because
they were too dear.
You're right. That was the best. Wow, not much to beat there.
You can't better that, Rod.
Oh, I haven't got a Christmas one, but I do have. Here's one.
is it G-rated?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good.
What do you get when you cross an elephant with a rhino?
I don't know.
Ooh, squashed.
Elephino.
Elephino.
That was the way you said it. I think that was
awesome.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
Trying my best.
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
Yeah, leading to Christmas, we can get you to the movies coming up inside the next 20 minutes. 6:05 an hour later on the tweed. Morning, Flan, Ali and Spider.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Flanner. How are you? You look, don't be offended by this, but you do look a little bit tired.
Look, I went to see some friends in the capital of Queensland last night.
Okay.
So I didn't arrive home until about 10:30.
Oh,
so
no wonder you're tired.
A little bleary.
Big tired.
But I did find out that a painting that has been been causing trouble at home between my wife and I. She went and bought this print to put up in the lounge room.
Yes.
I hated it from day one.
What's the print? What does it look like?
It looks like sort of, it's a white background with blue and red, sort of cloudy, if you know, like clouds, okay. But it's not an image of anything, and I just didn't love it.
Yeah. Okay.
From day one, I didn't
it's
love it.
It's very objective.
It's very subjective. You sounded so artsy. And I hated it from day one. I don't know why. I'm not like that. But mm-hmm. no. Anyway, we're cleaning up a bit, and Lisa put the painting outside, and then it got windy, and it blew the painting over.
Oh.
And then the dog pissed on it.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm showing you a photo, Ali. What do you think?
Are you on?
Yeah, here you go.
No. Oh, I do think it's maybe a slight improvement.
It's a bit better.
Lisa's not listening.
She wasn't happy that I didn't like it in the first place. And then I showed her this photo and she went, oh, my God, stop blaming the dog.
Here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
There's one thing you need to know. Interest rates are going up. I think we all know that. But they're talking about what they're describing as the interest rates cliff. So when you get to the end of your fixed term rates, some people who are first home buyers will go from 2% interest rates to 7% interest
and
rates.
And that's around now, isn't it? Most
it's soonish. Yeah. That's going to happen soonish. And so you need to be aware and you need to plan for that. So adjust your Christmas.
Yes.
Put your pennies in a row. Get ready. It's coming.
Well, in good news with housing, something that may be coming to an end is a trend called rent bidding.
Oh,
okay, so good. The New South Wales government has launched a review into rent bidding where landlords and real estate agents, they're able to accept offers above the price they've advertised it at.
Dodgy as.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I would say that probably at least 50-50 of people I know that are renting paid more than what the asking price was, and some had to offer 3 months in advance, and it just put so many people out of the market.
I heard people, Ali, on the Gold Coast were offering to pay 100% of the rent for the entire year up front.
How do people do that?
God knows. I would never have been in a position to do that.
Would you consider real estate agents one of the dodgiest industries?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What are you on?
Okay.
Well, I think that's radio.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. But anyway, it's good news for people renting. At least they know the price that they're going to have to pay.
True. Yeah.
Absolutely. No, I'll just give you a free iPad now. George, Colin Barra's new cooking show, and it is flopped. It's flopped. On Saturday night, it had its premiere, and it only had 69,000 viewers. Compared to when he was up and running, they'd have over a million viewers, and it was in prime time as well.
So just his family watched.
Yeah, that's it. That is it. But what about all his credibility all gone?
Like,
100%. What do you reckon now? Where would he go? He'd have to go to something like the Big Brother. You'll see him in Big Brother or the Masked Singer or something ridiculous like that.
I thought you were going to say real estate for sure.
Hang on, wasn't he already on the Masked? He was already on the Masked Singer.
Oh,
I think.
Was he?
I think he was like the feather duster or something.
Was he?
Yes.
Okay, so that explains everything. That. His credibility's already gone.
Last one standing.
Yeah, here we go. The quizaster is upon us. Diane, good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
Yeah, how's Maudsland this morning?
Oh, it's beautiful day today. Yes, absolutely gorgeous.
All right, well, here you go. Your day's about to go pear-shaped. You've got three questions. If you know the answer, good luck. We have no idea. Flan is in control.
I'm the quiz master of disaster, and I wish you all the very best. Who said that?
Oh, I think it might have been Santa Claus.
Yes, mate. We've all also accepted. What else?
Father Christmas,
St. Nicholas, Kris Kringle,
the big guy in the red suit.
All righty. Well done. Question two. It's the true or false question. And last week, Spider was our sloth expert, his favourite animal. This week, we're asking questions about panda bears.
Oh.
And Ali is your go-to expert.
Wow.
Yep, thank you.
Okay.
True or false? A fully grown panda will do nearly 30 kilos of poo a day.
Flan.
This is a fact about pandas.
I know that, but why do we need to know this?
You do need to know this.
All right.
What do you think?
say that may be true.
Ooh, well, you know, I was going to say you can't go to your expert, but you're right, it is true.
Good, good, good.
Nearly 60 pounds a day, so don't get one as a pet.
That's a lot of bamboo.
You'll be doing that's why there's so much, because there's almost no nutrition in bamboo. Mm.
A lot of bamboo.
Here we go. This is one of those questions where you should know the answer, but if you don't, it's kind of embarrassing. Oh, hilarious. Okay. Question three. Which country is controversially hosting the World Cup of Soccer right now?
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, Flynn, you've made out of...
You know what? It is embarrassing.
Oh, no.
No, it's not, Diane.
Oh, wait. But do you remember the name of the country?
Does it rhyme with guitar?
Nah.
And guitar.
It's misspelled. Yes. Like,
you said it.
Oh,
yes.
No, you can't do that.
Oh, the host wanted, he wanted to get out. Look at him. He was done for time.
Diane sounds like a lovely person.
But she didn't know the answer.
She said guitar. She did. The double pass to Event Cinemas, Diane.
Well done, you guys. Thanks very much.
Enjoy the flicks.
It's Triple M Breakfast. Flan
you're
Alley
welcome, Diane.
6:28 an hour late. I love winners.
Look, something's come to my attention and I thought, you know what? Why keep it to our local community? Why not share it with the Gold Coast?
Who are you? Something's just come to my attention about me.
Have you ever made your, you know, we all, every little pocket around the Gold Coast has a community page.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, the Mudgerbarians.
Yeah, Mudgerbarians. Yeah, that's a ripper, actually, very highly trafficked, and I haven't ever made it, okay. But I have posted things there.
Okay. Ali?
Yeah, well, I love the Robina community page and Al Dobie. We both love that, having lived there. But now I've moved to Varsity.
Oh.
So I actually can't remember if I've joined that one yet. So I will. I'll have to join
it's
that.
It's interesting because I put on that I wanted some dirt removed that we excavated, and nobody wants it. So nobody wants Mudgerba.
Okay. Well, just this come to my attention yesterday.
Yeah.
Thought I might read it out.
Go on then.
What community page?
Sanctuary Cove.
Oh, of course.
The Cove.
I say. Is it written in ancient Latin?
Yes. Can you read it as it?
Mm. Thank you to Pamela.
Confugimus, confugimus.
Pamela.
A big thank you to my kind neighbour, Peter Everett, who scooped my shopping bags over one arm and by the time I parked my car, had them stacked by my front door in colour coordinated order.
He pinched your dim sims. That's what happened.
Hang on. That's not all.
How do you colour coordinate shopping bags? Yep. Aren't they all the one colour?
No, there was blue, there was yellow, there was green. Anyway, that's not all.
Oh my God.
Heather says, lovely man. Oh. Dawn, good man, Pete. Ooh. Steph says, great neighbour. Sue, definitely a good bloke. Caroline, he's a keeper. And Mary says, Pammy, that is such a sweet person.
Oh, yeah. You are an absolute
perfect person.
And a hero. And can I ask you a question? How long does it take you to run all these individual accounts, fake accounts that you've started up?
No.
Pam, Mary, Debbie, Heather and Cherie?
I have got a challenge for you.
Come on. Okay.
To make your community page. Okay,
with something they've
with
done?
With something that you've done for the community.
Yeah,
okay? All right.
I'll probably have to drive through the wall of a shop.
I don't care. However you want to make it. And for Flan, it's not the QPS, the Queensland Police Facebook page. Last seen sitting on a couch in Mudgerba.
Hey, I'm not hard to chase.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, look, I'm actually, joined the Varsity Lakes community. And it says this community group is there for people living in that area. And it says it's to discuss local issues, share events, sell, report lost and found items and promote local businesses, not individuals.
But no.
Not promoting individuals, pumping your own tyres.
So we have to do something.
Hero
and
challenge.
And then get mentioned independent.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a great challenge.
You've got to make your Facebook page, your community page.
Okay.
It's not hard.
No.
Just do something nice.
We can't always be.
Not that.
Tragically, a man has lost his life. He was an electricity company worker. He was just visiting a suburban home as he normally does, and was sadly mauled to death, tragically mauled to death by two dogs in the yard. Now, I believe we won't go into the specifics of the case because I'm sure it will still be unfolding. And look, to be honest, I actually don't even know the breed of the dogs. We're not going to sort of talk about that too, but we all know the breeds of dogs that are, I guess, deemed to be dangerous.
But you two have got dogs. I don't have dogs. Is there certain dogs out there that shouldn't be allowed in suburban homes? Certain breeds? Or is it the people that have these dogs?
Well, that's the difficulty, Spider, because, I mean, say, for example, the Rottweiler.
Yeah.
Now, my touch footy coach, Belly, had Rottweilers, has had Rottweilers forever. I can remember their names.
Yeah, same with my best mate's mum. She always had Rotties and she showed them as well.
Yes, and these dogs were just so beautiful and so well trained and never one incident. However, then you have people who don't know what they're doing with the training of these dogs.
There you go.
And look, at the end of the day, you made a good point, Al. Some dogs do smell fear. So if you get a dog on the wrong day, and it could be a well-trained dog, but if they get spooked or they smell that something's not right and they go into, I'm going to protect my owner at all cost mode,
yep.
That they can become a threat.
I grew up with German Shepherds.
Mm.
We always had them growing up. Now they scare me.
Mm. Yeah.
Scare me like I wouldn't. They scare me just looking at them right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, me too, Spider. When Chloe was first born, we were going for one of those walks. Let's get out of the house. We're going crazy walks. Chloe was probably only, I don't know, 3-6 months old in the pram. And we were walking along and someone had left their gate open and a German Shepherd came running out of that gate and it was running flat stick at us.
Ooh.
And I remember that moment so clearly. I remember stepping between the pram and the dog. The dog was charging at me with teeth bared. And so I just did the same thing. I sort of crouched down and I bared my teeth and I roared, right? And, you know, we're talking about smelling fear. Mm. I showed the exact opposite.
Yep.
I was going to make him my dinner.
But you shouldn't have to do that for
absolutely
you?
Not. You is my point, Ali.
Yeah.
But then, okay, you see, you walk past all these houses and they've got a piddly little sign saying dog be dangerous, you know, dangerous dog. Yeah. Like, should that be enough for people to have dangerous dogs? Like, should they be allowed in suburbia? Because there's a lot of dogs out there, and this is, you know, we've seen a lot of these cases over the years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If it's children, if it's adults, like, dogs take a few lives.
Yeah, they do.
And even the nastiest dogs I've ever met were Pomeranians. I don't know what's wrong with Pomeranians, or some of them, but they're nasty little bits and they'll take a chunk out of you. I've met lots of big dogs that don't.
That's what I mean. They're not going to maul you to death, though, not a Pomeranian.
But one of them took a big chunk out of a buddy's daughter's cheek.
And horrendous.
You know?
Absolutely.
And that was really life-affecting that it changed the look of her face.
But I tell you, you know, like, I mean, you know, I don't know why my mind's gone to the lions that escaped the Taronga Zoo, but you think, okay, these are wild animals that can take a person's life. They're caged. They're locked up.
Mm.
However, here are two dogs that have taken a man's life.
Mm.
That man no longer... You imagine that poor...
It's horrendous.
His wife and kids. His life is gone. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe
so why can a sign then be okay?
Exactly. I don't know.
It's a great question you asked there. Well, why do they sell them? I don't understand. I mean, the potential is there from a Pomeranian through to a pit bull. Then shouldn't everybody have a sign warning that there is a dog here? And I guess that dogs can do things that dogs do.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. And dogs can always get out.
Mm. All right, dangerous owner signs would be good.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what the answer is, though.
You can always join us in our Broadbeach studios on 1300 925 666.
Kim.
Hi, good morning.
What do you reckon about dangerous dogs?
I think there's no such thing as a bad dog. They're just bad owners.
Yeah, it's a very good point.
I reckon there's bad dogs.
Well, yeah, do you have a dog, Kim?
Well, at the moment we have two ferocious chihuahuas.
Okay.
But previously we've had Rottweilers in the past and Dobermans, and we've trained them and they're the most beautiful, loving creatures, especially the Rotties. They've got such a beautiful soul.
They do.
It's just that idiot people buy them, treat them badly, and that's why they are vicious.
So how does that change? Yes.
Who's going to be held, you know, who should be held accountable for dog attacks anywhere around the country then? Is it the owner rather than the dog being put down?
Yeah, well.
That's how you
maybe you must have to have some certain license to own those sorts of dogs.
Okay, interesting, wouldn't it?
Thank you, Kim, for your call.
A test to get a dog.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Kim.
Yeah, it's a big weekend, Ali. How'd you go moving? I've got to ask you because everybody dreads it, but at the end of it, there is a bit of silver lining. It's
moving house and public speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, actually, and you know the other one, Flynn, is funerals. So my removalists on Friday, they could see how exhausted I was, and obviously that's what they do all day, every day. They move every day.
They love it.
I don't
incredible,
know how they
isn't
do it.
It.
Yes.
Hats off to everyone who works as a removalist.
Absolutely. Well, there you go. Hats off. Richard and Gaz from Eleonora Mini Moves. Absolute legends. But, yes, it is exhausting. And you know what? I thought I was so organised. And, you know, you saw my photos. I had all the boxes packed up. But no matter how much you think you're ready.
It's that
still,
little crap.
It is. You're not ready. And you know what? So I had the move booked in for 1 p.m. Friday. And I was thinking, you beauty, I've got the morning to just get the final things. So Richard rings me at 11 a.m., and he goes, oh, hey, Ali, look, the boys have smashed out this first job this morning. We've smashed it out. Do you mind if we come now?
Oh my God.
And so
God.
In my head I've got the old, thank you, Al. Massive screaming goat. I said, this is exactly what I said. I went, yeah. Just to basically say, no, 100% no, I'm not ready for you to come right now. So anyway, it was on. I said to Jason and Lou, they're coming now. Come on,
call that spray and wipe ad.
Oh, what's that?
The spray and wipe ad where they hear the doorbell ring and suddenly you go clean up everything in 10 seconds.
It's and wipe our breeze.
It was like
and
that.
All of a sudden you hear this music in your head.
With a lot of screaming goat mixed in as well at the same time. So, yeah, look, it was, we had a three-bedroom townhouse, and I tell you what, they could not believe the amount of crap that one woman and two teenage girls could fit into that house. And we've got some heavy furniture as well. So, yeah, it was a massive job. And a huge shout out to them. And I tell you what, I ended up crying at one stage.
In a good way or a bad way?
Oh, just in an exhausted amount. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, because I was trying
what
to be.
What do you mean?
Well, I was trying to be a hero and carry stuff down. Because look, I'm not. Here we go. You had a brag before, Spot. I'm not the weakest girl. I've got a bit of strength to me, but we all have our limits. I'm also in bad shape. So, but I was trying to help them because we do have a lot of stuff. And so I'm carrying stuff down and Richard goes to me at one point. He goes, now listen, he goes, just so as you know, I don't give one rat's if you don't do anything.
Oh,
if you
God.
Sit and watch. And the way he said it was so caring that I just immediately started crying.
Did you?
Yes. And then Gaz has looked at me and he goes, Dale. Don't worry, you know, funerals and moving are two of the most stressful things. And then, you know, they had to do about four loads from Robina to Varsity. And at one point,
God.
Gaz and I were sitting out the front at Varsity and he's flapping on. We're talking about our past and he started crying. The poor thing.
Oh, my God.
We're all crying. So it was just, it's so emotional.
He sounds like a good fella.
Oh, they are. They're just the most beautiful guys. So, but at the end of the day, so they were there
they're
for 11.
They're in the wrong business. They need to be support services.
Yes, they are. Actually are. Yeah. They would become counsellors over the years.
But I reckon they would.
That's what they said. Mm. Both of them, Richard and Gaz, said the number of times they've had to hug people, you know, and just say, come on, get in here or whatever.
Yeah.
On.
Especially after they just discovered they'd moved all of your stuff into completely the wrong apartment.
Yeah. Yes, exactly, exactly. But this is how the day finished outright. So they've taken, it's taken them way longer than what they thought. 11:30 they started. 6 p.m.
What?
Is when we finished. I know, so much stuff. And so I said, oh, Rich, I didn't even ask you. Are you just going to invoice me? How do you want me to pay? You know, do you want me to get some cash? Blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
he goes,
cash
oh.
is king.
He goes, oh, yeah, cash would be great. So I went, oh, yeah, you ripper, look, I'll have to just nip down to the Commonwealth Bank if you don't mind. So on the way there, I'm thinking, oh, no, I've got no physical card. So I thought I'll go and do this. They've got this thing called cardless cash.
Yeah.
Oh,
so here we go. I've got no shoes on. I'm looking horrendous. pull up out the front of the promenade at Robina.
Yeah.
Raced into with no shoes on, filthy feet. Do the cardless cash, but guess what?
What?
You're limited to $500 a day.
No! Oh.
So I've got no money other than the $500. I owe another $450.
And you've been crying on his shoulder
been
all day.
Crying. So I got straight on the phone to Billy and Damo, Sharon and Damo, my friends at Varsity. I said, listen, where are you? And she goes, this is Friday, Arvo, 6 o'clock. She goes, I'm at Brooklyn Wine and Tabas. She always is. I said, have you got any cash at home? And she goes, well, look, Actually, Damo can race home now. We sold a kayak. We sold a kayak yesterday. So he goes, she goes, we got $500 at home. She goes, do you need me to get, do you want some of Bill, Damo's birthday money? And Kira's got some pocket money.
Oh, my Lord.
If you need it. So I drive back to the house of Ussie. I said to the boys, listen, follow me. We're heading just down the road to get some cash from a mate.
Yeah, and by the way, do you need a kayak? Yeah.
We love the city we live in. And someone who knows this city very well joins us right now, Spider.
Rachel Hancock joins us right now. Now, Rachel, can you please tell us your title? It's very impressive.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. It's Head of Stakeholder Strategy at Destination Gold Coast.
Wow.
Thank you for that apparently
good one.
Moment.
That's a lot of pressure on you, Rachel, to impress right
it's
now.
A big deal.
We're absolutely loving one of your current strategies or campaigns. It's called 12 Plays of Christmas. Did you come up with that title?
Oh, the marketing team are very good, so they came up with that. I'd love to take the credit. But, yeah, it's a really good campaign.
Well done. Good idea, Rachel.
Well, in a tourist town, we need to keep evolving, don't we? And we need to keep offering different experiences to make those people come back.
Yeah, I mean, at Christmas, it's a fantastic time to try something new, I think. And a lot of people give the same old presents. I'm sure you guys do that every year too, like I do. But things like experiences like eFoil or iFly or building your own surfboard, making your own surfboard, they're the things that you don't think of off the top of your head to do. So the campaign's about shining a light on the amazing experience Gold Coast has to offer and getting locals to really get behind our tourism operators who have done it really tough.
And I think you're right. A lot of people do prefer experiences. They much prefer getting out there, giving themselves the opportunity. But here on the Gold Coast, 12 plays of Christmas, you could do 365 plays. There's so many great things for all ages on the Goldie.
Oh, absolutely. And it was really hard narrowing it down to 12, but there's so many deals on our website, so I encourage everyone to check those out. But, yeah, I mean, everything is on the Gold Coast within, you know, a 45-minute radius. You can do hinterland, you can do beach, you can do great hotel weekend stays, you can do dining by the beach. I mean, there's really no limit to your imagination here.
One I absolutely love and would love to try, because I guess you don't really think about doing it here. You more think of it as a Whitsundays kind of thing, the private sunset sailing experience with Sailing in Paradise.
Yeah,
that one looks good. I haven't done that one either, so maybe I better put that on my Christmas list.
Absolutely.
But even being in tourism, I discover things every day. It's amazing.
Yeah, there is so many great ideas to give for Christmas. I think it's a great idea. 12 Plays of Christmas. It's a great campaign. We do love giving back to the Gold Coast. And I think, as you said it earlier, it's really important that we do think about, you know, a lot of our operators have had it tough for a couple of years.
Yes.
And people do love the experiences. So go and enjoy the Gold Coast. You live here for a reason. Enjoy it.
Thanks, guys, and I look forward to seeing you over Christmas.
Good on you, Rachel.
Awesome, Rachel.
What's her title, Spider?
Oh, it's Hoss.
The
Head of Stakeholder and Strategy.
I've never heard it referred to as Hoss.
Rachel Hancock Hoss.
The Gold Coast's best Hossie.
Oh, gosh, it's just getting worse.
Spiders.
I don't know if you guys saw it over the weekend. I'm sure you did. And it's a double standards I want to have a crack at.
Okay.
I watched the World Cup. And, look, it was fantastic, okay? Yeah. The Aussies were great. And Brisbane, King George Square was huge. In Melbourne, Federation Square, Sydney, Darling Harbour, big screens. It was massive.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands and thousands of people, thousands of families, and all supporting for the Socceroos.
Mm.
But this is what I don't get. After the loss, why is it acceptable to let off flares, carry on like idiots, burn cars, carry on like pork chops, let off fireworks? Like, you saw these flares let off at Federation Square. There was even pepper spray amongst them all, and they were carrying on like absolute lunatics. Now, if that was the AFL...
Mm.
Fans, after celebrating a grand final, would be ripped.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
If it was the NRL, after Queensland wins a state of origin, and Queensland carry on like that, what do you reckon the ramifications would have been? It would have been horrendous for not only the state, the side who was involved, everybody there would have been over the front page of the paper.
That's it.
Why is it so acceptable for soccer fans to carry on like this. I don't get it. Like, we're in Australia. Why can they let off these flares? Why can they let off fireworks? Why are they allowed to carry on in unacceptable behaviour in some of our biggest cities at some stage where you sit there and go, and even the footy hierarchy. Like, this is what disgusts me most. The footy hierarchy are proud of the crowds. Well, hang on. Look at how they behaved. Look at what they did.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I might be missing something, but I found it absolutely disgusting. And as good as the Socceroos were, for us, I think that has let down what the Socceroos have been able to achieve in the World Cup, watching the carry-on by fans who probably half of them don't even care about soccer.
Mm.
Like, you don't even hear about it during the year.
Well, and as you said, the hate that gets rained down on the AFL and NRL players.
So,
and fans, sorry.
Flares are so dangerous.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, you know what? When the AFL and the NRL start back up next year, state of origin, wear a Socceroos jumper, carry on, do what you want, and you'll never get into trouble. Simple.
You've been sprayed by Spider. Or you can eat buffet at Sharks. Visit southportsharks.com.au.
Triple M's $1,000 minute.
Yeah, we all could, but Steve in Varsity Lakes. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, team. How you doing?
Yeah, good. What's on the agenda today?
Oh, mate, I've just done a bit of work. I'm leaving home, coming from the gym.
All right, well, make sure that phone's nice and clear because we will take your first response. Here we go. These are the rules. You got 1 minute, your 60 seconds will start at the end of Ali's first question. If you don't know the answer, simply pass. We'll come back to it if we have time. We will take your first answer. Get all 10 answers right. Simple. You win $1,000.
Beauty.
Let's go. Good luck, Steve.
Cheers.
Bill Gates was the founder of which computer company?
Microsoft.
Is Duranba in Queensland or New South Wales?
New South Wales.
How many Lord of the Rings films are there?
Three.
Which Williams sister has won more tennis Grand Slam titles?
Serena.
What other name does corn go by?
Pass.
In which body part can you find the femur?
Leg.
Which country did AC/DC originate in?
Australia.
Stripes, chevron, floral and plaid are examples of what?
Pass.
How many eyes does a bee have? One, three or five?
Four. Five.
Which Australian state is Margaret River in?
Western Australia.
What other name does corn go by?
Crikey. Pass.
Stripes, chevron, floral and plaid are examples of what?
Clothes.
What other name does corn go by?
Oh. Crud.
Oh, no! You had time to keep thinking.
Keep thinking.
Oh, crud was what I was saying. It wasn't my answer.
Maize. M-A-I-Z-E, maize.
Maize. Yeah.
There you go.
And also, stripe, chevron, floral, and plaid patterns or fabric.
I reckon we would have accepted that,
we would have accepted
though.
Clothes. Yeah. Yes. I would have gone to the hierarchy. Yes. But outside of that, you got all the others right.
Yeah.
So close.
Corn.
Mate, look, you've got $100 to spend at North Burley Surf Club. The festive vibe is at North Burley Surf Club. Amazing views, cuisine, beverages and beachside. And I got to tell you, mate, you were amazing.
Yeah, you did really well.
Oh, no.
Thank you anyway.
It's a good effort from Steve. Let's get a little bit closer again. We play just before 8 tomorrow, another 92.5 Triple M $1,000 minute questions.
Here we go. Ali, give us a couple.
Come on, Al.
All right, here we go. What element is said to keep bones strong?
Calcium.
Oh, plan.
Yes.
Calcium.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Found in milk.
Yep. Yep. And cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Here's a good one. Yeah. What are rice bubbles?
Oh, cereal.
Brekkie cereal.
Brekkie cereal.
Yes, you got it right.
Oh, yes, it is. You know the greatest thing ever?
What?
With rice bubbles.
Yeah.
Mix them.
Snap, crackle and pop.
Yes. But you mix them with Cocoa Pops. You put the rice bubbles in first, then top it with Cocoa Pops, and it is the best combo of all time.
What about Milo or normal rice bubbles?
No. You mix Cocoa Pops and rice bubbles.
Hey, quick little sidebar.
Come on.
This is trending at the moment. Coca-Cola and milk.
Ugh.
Have you ever tried it?
No,
No, it's called, back in the day, it was called a brown cow.
That's disgusting. All right.
No,
sounds disgusting.
My brothers have a drink that's made up of Coke and orange juice. And they
tried that. It's horrible.
Yeah, they call it a fitty-fitty.
Fitty-fitty.
Yeah, it splits.
Because
it's weird.
What about the lime spider?
Oh, yeah, the spiders used to be big.
Yeah, I like spiders. The raspberry spider.
Yeah.
Raspberry spider?
Well, like a, creaming soda or something with a bit of ice cream on the top. Oh, delicious.
A spider was Coca-Cola and vanilla ice cream.
Well, we used to call a spider basically any soft drink with ice cream.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
These days I call spider just a legend.
Yeah. So do I.
Anyone drink sarsaparilla these days still? Anyone
no.
Have...
No, I would.
It should be punishable by death.
Yeah, I'd have a sip. Sarsaparilla's nice. It's the Dr. Peppers that tastes like cough medicine.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah. Hey, anyone, amongst all that, you got a couple of questions.
Yeah,
to
you want
tomorrow's...
another one?
Go.
Yes.
True or false?
Yes, please go.
Is Madonna her real first name? Is Madonna Madonna's real first name?
No, it's false.
No, it's false.
Incorrect.
Really?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, we're all
Madonna
there.
Madonna Louise Ciccone.
Ciccone.
Ciccone. Mm.
Tomorrow, just before 8, your chance to play and win with those questions. 92.5, Triple M's $1,000 minute.
Ciccone, I think, is Fanta with ice cream in it.
Yeah, you're right.
And for all the mums and dads and grandparents, whoever's dropping the kids off, I want to make a statement. I want to throw it around to the Triple M family here. Mm-hmm. But you can join the show anytime, 1-300-925-666. Are kids finishing school too early?
Do you mean their age or do you mean the time of the year?
The time of the year. We used to go all the way up until the 22nd of December. We'd only have 1 or 2 days when we finish school and we'd be straight into Christmas. Is it us or is it they finishing early? Are teachers getting a free ride or...
I feel you're right. I think they are finishing earlier in December, it feels like, than what we used to at school. Look, public schools still get the same 6 weeks, to my knowledge. I know a lot of parents of private school kids, that's all they say is you pay more, you get less. Mm. Because private school kids, most of them are finished before December.
Mm. I see so many kids at the moment that have finished school. It's disgusting.
What worries me, Spider, is that the world is getting so much more expensive.
Yeah.
Like every single thing. You know, we've heard everything from Christmas ham to petrol to every single thing in the world. Everyone's trying it on. Interest rates, possibly today. And this gap between the rich and the poor is growing, right? So the longer our kids can be in school and being looked after, the longer parents can work and try and pay the bills.
Absolutely.
And I think it's the biggest social problem we have in the country at the moment.
The kids have too much time off school?
No, inflation and its relation to that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it is a problem. I know I was speaking to our boss earlier about this and he was saying that him and his wife really struggle. Their kids are in primary school. Mm-hmm. Because they both work full time. And so parents only have 4 weeks a year off school. So what are all these parents doing? Everyone's just scrambling trying to, one day you have the kids to friends of theirs.
You know, during the year, you can cover a week or 2 weeks, the school holiday period, but 4 to 6 weeks, it's getting harder and harder I reckon they're getting more holidays now than they did 20 years ago.
I don't know.
If you look at family need numbers now, what you need to just be a family for the week. You have to think about that. The gap between what you can possibly earn over Christmas when you've got to stop work to be around the kids, that's now thousands and thousands of dollars. Yeah. And that's a problem.
You can't afford outside of school care. No. Okay, speaking public schools, I don't know that kids get more holidays. I think the issue is that you've... Now, most families are two working parents.
Yeah.
Do we need the school year to finish later?
Well, we want to know, should the school year finish later? 1-300-925-666. What do you reckon? All the parents out there driving kids to school, is it a nightmare that they finish so early these days?
Steve from Narang, what do you reckon?
Oh, certainly, buddy, yeah. Like, I remember when I was at school, I'm pretty sure it was like we finished a week before Christmas or... 2 weeks before Christmas.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did, but I think we came back to school later. I think it's still...
We only finished days before.
I think probably, like Spider said, probably a week to maybe just under a week before school holidays because, like you said, as a single parent, and you only get, like, 4 weeks off a year, you're catching up, like, time all the time pretty much. So it's very difficult for families, and as you just said, like, it's getting harder every year.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's getting harder every day.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Steve.
All good, guys.
Cheers.
Thanks, Steve.
Hey, take it easy.
Lyndon and Tugan. Lyndon, morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. What do you reckon? Do Should we finish school a little bit later? Are they getting it too easy, these kids? Are they on the gravy train?
Look, I think so. I think it would be really good if they extended it just by a couple of weeks at least, and offered the parents some sort of after-school facility, you know, holiday care facility for them. Because, I mean, as you say, it is getting much harder. I'm a foster carer of my granddaughter, and, I mean, she's about to start school and I'm 60. Mm. So by the time she's halfway through, I'll be exhausted.
Yeah, absolutely, mate.
I'll be old, you know. So, yeah, no, I think that we should really consider that. And the other thing, too, about it is that we should keep the kids focused. We don't want them just roaming around doing nothing.
No, you're not wrong. Absolutely.
Have some planned, you know, activities and things for them just to keep them going, because kids get bored easily and then they get into trouble if they're not doing anything.
They definitely do. I don't think kids get as bored now, though, as we did back in the day, because they've got their devices and things. I think we had to learn to be more creative back in the day.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, look, things are just at their fingertips now. You know, they don't know what to do. I mean, I've got my four-year-old just says to me, I'm bored, you know. She says it in the car, you know, I'm bored. Yeah. And I said, well, we're going somewhere. So, you know, that's just, it's the mentality, isn't it? We've just got to try and, you know, keep them occupied.
Absolutely. All right, Lyndon, thank you for your call.
Thanks, Lyndon.
All right, no worries. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Big enough to move freely, small enough so you can find the store. The Oasis Broadbeach.
Bauble!
92.5 Triple M's Christmas Bauble.
8:33, an hour later on the tweet, you guys have got Christmas cash, which I love.
Absolutely. $200 up for grabs right now. If you've got one of these three names, I read out Katie or Kate.
Yes, and I read out Olivia or Liv.
I read out Matt. See, these are names that are written on our exclusive 92.5 Triple M Christmas.
And this is all thanks to The Oasis, shopping centre in Broadbeach.
Big enough to move freely, small enough that you can find the store, The Oasis Broadbeach. Let's go to the phones right now. Spider.
Triple M, good morning, Triple M. What's your name?
Matt.
Yes!
Is it Matt?
Yay! Hang on, is it Matt? Is it Matthew?
Oh, it's Matthew, but everyone calls me Matt.
All right,
Matt. Matt, there you go. Good
got
boy.
Great news for you.
Matt.
Matty.
Matt Doll.
You got $200, mate.
Yes. Excellent. Thank you, guys. That's amazing.
What are you going to rip into with that? $200. What a lovely feeling to have in your pocket. You're off to Oasis. What are you going to shout yourself?
Yeah. Well, probably take my family out for Boxing Day breakfast. We're heading down the coast for Boxing Day, so that's perfect. It's amazing.
Aww. Nice choice.
That's awesome. And, you know, you said thank you. Well, we'd like to say you're welcome, Matt.
No!
I see what you did.
You've combined the two.
Oh! Spider still doesn't get it.
I don't get it.
Get it? Welcome, Matt.
The welcome, Matt.
Thank you.
Hey, wow. Before you do go, though, Matt, we need you to give us your best.
Bobbles.
Stolen. Enjoy Boxing Day breakfast, mate.
Thank you.
More names on more Triple M Christmas baubles again tomorrow for your chance to pick up that couple of $100 worth of Christmas cash. Next, though, Byron Bay's original hippie.
Should I speak now?
Serenity Safe Harbor.
Now.
Joins us. No, after we...
Jeff Bobbles.
Oh, you're such a fascist.
After we play Two Princes from the Spin Doctors. Serenity joins Triple M Breakfast. Byron Bay's original hippie, Serenity Safe Harbor.
Oh,
wait
Better. Transitioning and My adopted Rainbow Province name, as you know, is Serenity Safe Harbor. Welcome to the new moon, Ali Spider. And also Flan. Where is he?
He's getting a coffee, I think.
Yeah,
he gets nervous with you around, Serenity.
You told me he ruptured his bauble.
Yeah, he did.
For full transparency, I should admit now that in my roller derby days, I was known as Countess Kitty Litter au Contraire. And Roller Derby Daily described Kitty Litter au Contraire as the biggest pussy in the history of this dubious sport. Mm. And you know what I thought? I'm not going to cop that.
Yeah, no. What did you do?
I rang the editor of the what was it called?
The Roller Derby Daily.
Roller Derby Daily, yes. And I said, that is completely unfair.
Mm.
I said, Dad, give me a fair go.
Oh.
But before we begin, let's examine the new moon and what it does to you, Spider.
Yeah.
The new moon affects us.
Oh, does it?
The moon affects the tides. The tides are made of water. The water is salt water. Salt is conductive.
Mm.
And so, therefore, the magnetic field of the Earth changes.
Right.
Yeah? Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a little hard, you know, to look authoritative when you're stuck with cutlery all over your body. So let's move on to Spider. Spider, I'm reading the universe for you at the minute.
Thank you.
Here we go. Uranus. I've never seen it in worse shape, Spider. It's as twisted as the ABC logo, and normally your quadrant is heavenly.
Thank you.
I'm getting an arid, dismal loneliness. Sorry, that's me. My luggage. That's my issues. Rhymes with tissues. Big Al Dobie. I'm moving on to Big Al.
Wow. Al, by nature.
I'm receiving very strongly that you are keen to enter an open relationship.
Oh.
No.
Yes, you are, Al.
No, I'm not.
And I've seen your Tinder profile.
Oh.
No, I don't have one.
And I've seen nicer photos in mugshot folders. Smile, mate. Your face won't crack. Ali.
Be someone pretending to be Al. Al's married.
We're moving on to Al.
Happily.
I'm getting a jumble of emotions. Ooh. A busy heart. You are busy. You've just moved home, I think.
Oh, you're so right.
I'm seriously picking up on you, girl. You need to put yourself first, girl.
Oh. Aww.
You're a busy mum. Take some time out. Bikini lines don't whippersnip themselves, girl. Call Jim's mowing.
Okay. Wow.
We tidy the lady garden when we want visitors, don't we, Al? We've spoken about that. Do Mahalo, share, and ya.
Nah.
We've been talking about it for a while now, but your soundtrack to summer is coming up.
Absolutely, with Nelly too. Morning, Nelly.
Morning, how are we?
Yeah, well, we're getting excited for the Gold Coast Triple M Summer 600 Countdown. You've taken a lot of Gold Coast votes for this.
Yes, so many votes.
Yeah. Hey, Nelly, what time did the voting close?
Yes.
Because they would have been just really reshuffling everything overnight.
Oh, yeah, look, we closed it over the weekend, but those last-minute votes coming in really made a difference, Spider, because we've got some staff that we used to play. Remember when we were Gold FM? We're bringing back that playlist.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right. Good.
Wonderful
Flam wants to know if Kenny G is going to make it into the
club.
Don't hold that beat there.
Someone hold me.
Oh, that just makes me feel so good. That
Nelly,
song.
If it was up to you, what would the number one song be?
Ooh.
Might be this one.
Sail away, sail away. That's a great song. These are good. For me, it would be James Blunt, You're Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, nice choice.
Wow, okay. Do you want to hear some stuff actually in the countdown?
Is Richard Clayderman coming up?
Oh, I love Richard Clayderman.
Wow.
These are so good.
I was back watching the Mike Walsh show then.
Yeah,
your evil plan backfired. It did, because they're really good.
I know, I should have picked it.
Why didn't you vote?
What?
You should have voted at triplem.com.au, Al.
For Richard Clayderman?
Yes.
I was.
Who would you have voted for, Al?
Definitely would have been something Oz Crawl for sure. That says
can you
summer for me.
Boring.
Yeah, absolutely.
Flam?
Not boring.
Feel the love.
Okay,
hey, awesome. I'll give you one, Flam, because this is actually coming up.
Yes.
This one. Hang on.
Okay. Come on. That's working well.
No,
Nelly, John Waits. New here. Just press that button that
baby,
says...
Baby, it's you.
Play.
Yeah. Okay, this is awesome.
It didn't work.
Oh, no.
Sing it, Nelly.
Now
sing
you
it.
Have to sing it for us, buddy.
No,
sing
hang
it.
On. It's coming.
No.
Sing it.
Is it?
Careful. Yes. Flan. This is Flan voted for this one. We listened to you, Flan.
Yes. Thank you, Nelly. You can leave your hat on.
All right. What else
great
you got?
Idea.
Lots of stuff in there. We're coming up. Yeah.
No. Okay.
We can't tell you. Al.
She's having computer problems.
Oh, that's a mash. Anyway, it starts in like 5 minutes.
All right, it is the Gold Coast Summer 600, as played out by Nelly in some kind of chaotic style.
Where's
that is coming
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
That's the end of another big show. Download the Listener app to grab the latest podcast for free right now. 92.5
Triple M.